Michael, they were a hard 3 points to win tonight, so well earned, but your goal was absolutely fabulous.
It was a tough game tonight. It was always going to be a tough game down here. Sligo was on a good run on that, and look, we broke a deadlock in the first half, and then we've held on. We defended great, and I'm obviously delighted to get the goal as well. Like, so I'm happy with it.
You did enjoy this. Stephen was just saying earlier, you don't usually have, not used to 7 or 8 players in your penalty area. You nearly had to bring everybody back. But I could see a flicker when I saw about 15 minutes gone in the first half. There was a great move between yourself and Dane, and you had a shot, and their goalie took off a great save. And you had a great spell after that. And when you broke through for the goal, I mean, it was a very difficult angle to put the ball away. What was going through your mind when you broke clear?
I knew it was going to be tough. I was just sort of waiting for the space to open up to try to bend it. And like, I've tried that a few times, obviously, and it hasn't came off for me this year. So I'm obviously delighted then it's came off tonight. So.
But it was so important too, because it eased the pressure, and they did come back at you, and at the end of the first half they came back at you in the second half as well. But then Pat's goal again, you were involved in the creation of that goal. Pat Hogan put the ball away very, very well. That actually killed the game off.
I think it was a tough second half. Like, we defended brilliant. Gas pulled off a couple of big saves, and we knew it was going to be tough the second half as well. And we knew we'd get our chance, like, and that's a great header from Pat. Like, I've hung it up, so it's obviously very difficult for him to get so much power on it, and he's done brilliant, like, in the corner.
What's it feel like now to be 3 points clear to top?
It's good, look, it's brilliant. It's obviously not going to be an easy run on. It's going to be tough now. Every game's going to be huge, and look, as long as we stay on top, it's in our hands now, so it's up to us.
You're saying you need 18 points to win the league?
I would say that, right? Look at it, as long as we keep winning, we'll win the league. That's what we need to do.
Fantastic record, 13 league games in a row now to win. It's unbelievable.
It's brilliant. Like, and, look, we've been brilliant the past few weeks and the past couple of months even in the league, and we just need to keep that going. There's only 2 months of season left. If we can keep that going to end of season, you know, we'll win the league.
You've bounced back so well after the disappointment of the Europa League.
Aye, look, we just had one disappointing week, really, you know, in the past couple of months, and the confidence that we've built over the past month or two, you know, we knew we could step back up from it again, and we have, and we're back to winning ways now, so we need to keep it up.
You're in top form for Dundalk, and I know your contract is running out at the end of the season. Have you given it any thought yet about your future, or are you just going to stick to your football at the moment?
I'm just sticking to my foot, just trying to concentrate on every game coming. Like, I just want to win the league so much, and just want to finish the year off well, and then I'll concentrate then on what happens.
You're going to crack at the Champions League next year.
I think that'll be brilliant. That's one of the main things, so we'll just see what happens in the end of the year.
But anyway, look, you're 3 points clear tonight. You've a cup game on Friday night, so that's not going to be easy either. Finn Harps are always a difficult team, and they're doing very well in the first division. They're on a good run.
That's going to be a very tough game, and they're going to be hard to break down in that. But look, we're on a good form, so we're going to be confident with
that. The home draw is good, though.
It's great to get a home draw. Like, it'll be obviously even more difficult if we're going up to Balfe, but we'll take it as a. It's a good chance for us.
Well, listen, Michael, congratulations. You were absolutely brilliant tonight. And as I said, I couldn't say anything about it. The goal you scored was fabulous. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Cheers. Thank you.